Kažmarok. The town and the castle of Kažmarok in Slovakia never belonged to the princes of Ostrov. But the figure of Princess Beata Kostelecka, the wife of Prince Ilya Ostrovsky, is closely associated with this place. She spent the last 11 years of her life in this castle. After all the vicissitudes of her daughter Princess Hashka's marriage, Beata remarried at the age of 50. Her husband, Albrecht Lasky, the voivode of Sheretz, was 21 years younger. Despite his young age, he was notorious for numerous accusations of robbery and brigandage. In a while, Albrecht took away all of Beata's estates and held her in detention in the castle of Kažmarok. Polish nobles of Laska received the castle from the Hungarian king Janos Zapolya in the early 16th century. From here, the princes wrote letters begging for the patronage of the emperor, but nothing helped. After the death of her husband Lukasz Górka, Princess Hashka Ostrowska begged Prince Vasil Konstantin Ostrowski to raise the issue of her mother's release from prison at an international diplomatic level. The prince personally appealed to Emperor Maximilian, and this issue was resolved when Lasky's marriage was made known in Paris. The emperor demanded a formal complaint from Beata against her husband and promised to settle the matter. However, he continuously postponed it. Relentlessly, Prince of Ostrov even sent his son Janusz to the imperial court. Anyway, in 1576, Albrecht Lasky had to move to Vienna due to his rejection by the new king, Stephen Báthory. He was deep in debt, pledging almost all of his possessions, except the family estate of Laska. He pledged Kažmarok Castle to Jan Ruber, who in turn obtained a written agreement from Lasky to release Beata. In June 1576, Beata finally left the place of her imprisonment, but due to the officially unresolved case, she could not move to Poland. Princess Ostrowska died in foreign land in Košice. In the same year, she was buried in the church of Kažmarok.